to do is figure all these buttons out of here, and I'll get it down. Hey, what? Remember this? Remember when they came to town? And they were down at Otto's Grotto one night, totally unannounced. I met all of them. It was fantastic. Brought him in. I was at KYC at the time. It's a Wixie weekend. I'm Jack Armstrong. I'm the main gorilla. We're glad to be back, and we don't have much of our voice left after last night. We had a lot of fun out of Peabody's, a lot of screaming and yelling. You guys have really improved your waterfront. Let me take my hat right off to you. It's fantastic. Great place to party down there with all of those good bars. You've got Shooters, and of course, you've got, what's the other one that's the circular one that goes around? Yeah, that's it. And there's all of those other things that are going on along the waterfront. It's fantastic. It's party town. It's what it's turning into around here. And tomorrow, there'll be money turning into your pocket before it's over. Listen.
WMJI. Magic 105.7. The magic $100,000 grapevine game begins on 10th, and registration is going on now. Your chance at the largest single cash prize in the history of Cleveland radio. Plus, at least one chance every weekday for $1,000 or an all-expenses-paid trip for four to Walt Disney World. At least one potential big winner every weekday. And probably more. The largest cash prize and the most chances to win big money come from only one place. WMJI. Magic 105.7. You could win it all, and it doesn't even matter when you were born.
Hey, I've heard a drum beat someplace before. It was about 66, and they were in this little movie theater. That's where it was. That was the concert. McCoy!
Put my Snoopy down.
3:14 in the afternoon. I'm Jack Armstrong, sitting in here for the wild child, who is out someplace getting crazy. That's what would have been happening if we'd all been at Wixie about now, because afternoons were being done by the child, and I was doing nights. Then I left him and went over across the street and got into WKYC, and we became mortal enemies. And it was an interesting battle that I lost. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Magic.
Wixie 1260 Super Radio.
Basement Weekend. Music from the biggest, most magical classic hits library in Ohio.
Maybe the country.
Exclusively from WMJI, Cleveland's Magic 105.7 FM.
I'm going to play this because I told everybody on the air that I hated it. It was the worst piece of junk I'd ever heard in my entire life, and I didn't understand why the Beatles had ever recorded it. And, of course, Penny Lane, the other side, was the bigger record.
Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. Standing all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. You know, I know, and it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever.
No, they're coming back. It's not that it wasn't bad enough the first time. They have to add a little something to it. Here it comes. Is he coming back?
I can hear him in the background. They're turning up the other.
You didn't hear much of that on KYC. I used to cut the ending off. I couldn't stand this record. Oh. And now you know why, after you hear it a few years later, right? Oh. Those are the Beatles, Strawberry Fields Forever. And over here on my left is the charming, handsome, ever young, Lou Kirby. I was going to say, you're so old, man, I bet you don't even buy green bananas. I mean, you know.
Hey, man.
What I was going to say is we should answer the phone and talk to some of these fools out there that want to talk to us. Here's the numbers, all right? 5781105. You see, that's 105. It's like the frequency. This is important. You have to understand these things because program directors spend hours thinking about this mess. You people don't get the message. They're going to be gotta have the feelings hurt. Okay, so I'll do it again. 5781. Forget that part. Now, here it is. 105. See? Frequency. All right? There's the frequency. All right, and the one in Akron is 370-1105. Hey,
that's good, Jack.
There's a little hint in there. All right, now let's see. That's, what are we going to do? Just pick one up? I don't care. We'll pick that one up. How's that sound? Hello, Wixie. Wixie.
Yes.
Yes. Hi.
I'd like to make a request.
Sure.
Since I met your baby.
What is it?
Thinking about your baby.
Thinking about, all right, thinking about your baby. We'll try to play thinking about your baby. I thought he was going to ask for some Def Leppard or something. Thank you. Wixie.
Hi. Hey, guys, I remember the clubs around town, like Your House and the Barracks and Grotto.
Some of the clubs. Well, Otto's Grotto, Leo's Casino, the Versailles. What else?
How about...
In those days, DePoo's, Toll and Dye Works down there in the river.
Yeah.
And used to be, that's what it used to be called.
Yeah. We're having problems with the phone. We're not getting all of your conversation for some reason. Are we moving around? Are we doing something wrong? We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. Okay, fine.
Okay, how about the Great Swamp Erie, Boom?
How about some what?
The Great Swamp Erie, Boom, the public can mess the bathroom several times.
Okay, well, we'll try to do that because we've got somebody working on the language you're speaking right now. Thank you very much for calling. Do you have a decoder or something? I forgot they did this in Cleveland. They called me up and talked for about 5 minutes. I couldn't understand a damn thing they were saying. Say, sure, I'll get it on. I don't even know what he's asking for, man. Here's Sam and Dave at Wixie 1260.
Coming to you.
Soul Man, that's not the part that Lou likes, I'll tell you right now. But this week's 1260 is Jack Armstrong and Lou King Kirby. We're sitting here reminiscing. We're thinking about the thing that happened yesterday. We were reminiscing about the past, and we were talking about some of the things that we did. I did a White Elephant Club with Sam and Dave. At least they told me they were Sam and Dave. I have no direct proof of that. You want to go to the phones, Lou, and get somebody there?
Let's see who's out there.
All right, here you go. This is Russian Roulette. Watch this. All right, Wixie 1260. Hello.
I don't believe this.
Oh, believe it. I can't even. We got somebody speaking English. Oh, this is great.
I want to dedicate this a song to Monster from the Tiger.
Oh!
Monster from the Tiger.
The Tiger! Hi, Tiger. How are you?
Hi.
My. This is a lovely young lady who I knew when I came to Wixie, and this young lady would come to the studio when we were out in the cow pasture, and that took guts.
I walked there.
And what did you do?
Yeah, that's right. You walked all the way there from Parma. I remember that.
You sat there through your whole show.
We had the
long... You take me to a cheap restaurant afterwards and buy me a bowl of chili.
That's it. That's all the money I had.
That's Jackie boy for you.
I kept saying,
he's still doing it.
I said, Norman, give me money. I have to buy women chili. He said, you don't need women. You need rock and roll is what you need. So that's what my life was like then. How's yours? What are you doing now?
I'm a housewife and a mother.
Oh, is it fun?
I like the good old days.
At least she's honest.
I ain't never gonna get married again as long as I live. I've made my mind up. No more of that.
Hey!
Yeah, all right. So, marriage ain't exactly going 100% your way. Well, I understand. No, actually, we all have been through a lot of relationships. The passion we had back in those days, the way we felt about women, the way we felt about men felt about women, the way things were going then is so different now. We've grown up, you know? And that's why we long for 1966, Lou. Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Because the feeling's gone. It's not the same feeling anymore.
Did I ever tell you what, when my first wife left me?
Yeah.
I mean, I was divorced. Once, and
once.
No, of course, I've remarried.
Where's my violin?
I had some guys over to the house, and we were sitting out in the garage playing cards.
Yeah.
And this is a true story. My wife walked out, and she about had enough of me by then, and she just said, all you guys that are going to be married tomorrow, stand up. Not so fast, Kirby!
That's it. Out the door. That was the end of Lou and Lou's marriage. But anyway, we hope yours goes on. And how old is your daughter? You have a daughter?
Yeah, she's
13. 13? Oh, no. Pretty soon she'll be as old as you were when you were coming down to see us.
Well, she'll never come down to see anything, Jackie.
How old are you now?
Jack's age.
Yeah, that's right. Boy,
he's old.
No, you have to cut me down and count the rings. I'm not going to tell you how old I am.
I got a buck 69 now. What did I get? Want nothing that'll put me in debt, but I'm a working man, and I eat my share. I want a cold cut combo from you know where.
Subway feeds the working man. No one makes a combo like Subway can. Three kinds of meat, that's what I said. Cheese and three fixings on fresh baked bread.
Now there's a sandwich worth rolling up your sleeves for. Subway's built a cold cut combo with three kinds of meat, cheese, and a ton of peppers, onions, and other fixings. No charge. Best of all, you can get one for only $1.69. Only at Subway.
The cold cut combo, work and shout. You can put your money where your mouth is now. It ain't too fancy, but it suits me fine. And it only costs $1.69.
Subway's new cold cut combo. It's a working class hero.
Visit one of the 26 Subway sandwich and salad shops in the greater Cleveland area.
It's been true for 15 years. If your t-shirt doesn't have a double D on the sleeve, it's just underwear. Now the advertising specialties division of Daffy Dan's can custom print almost anything you can think of. We offer ceramic coffee mugs, custom printed for as little as $1.69 each, or quantities as few as 24 mugs. Our staff can suggest appropriate items and help with designing an attractive look to your badge, coffee mug, button, frisbee, pen, or other imprintable specialty. Daffy Dan's newly acquired plaque and trophy division can take a newspaper article or photo about your business, family, or friend and photo engrave it on a wall plaque. Another personalized service of Daffy Dan's is our custom embroidery department, where we can embroider your logo or artwork in multicolors on jackets, sweats, and polo shirts. Whether it's your business, team, or a tribute to someone special, Daffy Dan's is the place to go to make a lasting impression. And you thought we just printed t-shirts.
1260, here's Jack Armstrong.
Magic.
When the truth is found to be.
plane back then. Not the starship, mind you, and I need somebody.
Come to bed, I am ready.
To love. Back in 1966, Wixie 1260. I'm Jack Armstrong, and Lou King Kirby over here on my left. He's been having a wonderful time since he's been here.
Get away from that sheep!
And he is probably gonna have something interesting to say to this person we're gonna put on the radio here. Are you ready? Well, let's try this. Okay, Wixie, hello.
Hi.
Hi. No.
We didn't get through. One of the things I remember most is the Dealey Boppers, the Orange Wolf on.
The Dealey Boppers.
The Dealey Boppers.
I don't remember that.
I don't either. You got, oh, no, the Tenetoppers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's the closest the Dealey Boppers I got.
It wasn't like there was another station here, WHK, that had that thing, and we were both doing it at the same time. Theirs were red and ours were orange.
Well, I knew we were success when you could walk out into the shopping centers in the suburbs and you could look across the shopping center and it looked like everybody had oranges on top of their antennas. Yeah, everywhere yeah. You look, it's a sea of orange balls sticking on the top of the antennas. And no one has done that promotion since then. I don't think I've ever seen it done since.
They don't do those kind of things anymore.
No, I know that was...
It's fun stuff that takes you away from all the problems in the week. This is the weekend everyone's needed.
Yeah, well, we're here to try to make things better. And in that regard, if you've got a corkscrew...
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
and 6 seconds. The tunes I'm playing out on the coast now are 6 minutes and 33 seconds long. You can get up and write your will, you know, while these things are on. Some of them play for 2 weeks at a time. At any rate, Lou King Kirby, Jack Armstrong, Weeksy 1260. We're at Magic 106. Of course, it's a Weeksy weekend. Let's take another phone call. You want to do one?
Yeah, I'd like to see who's out there.
Okay, that's Weeksy. Hello? Hello? All right, try that one. Hello, Weeksy?
Hi.
Hi. No, we're not. We just looked that way. All right.
Just playing the heck out of the weekend, a bunch of us here at work. And we would like to know if you could sometime play this afternoon, The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Oh, yes. The Tokens.
Tokens.
Tokens, yes. They had a couple of real good tunes, and then they stopped paying payola, and that was the end of them.
Yeah.
That's right. No, I don't know what happened to them. Yeah, that's a great tune.
Yeah.
Have we got that? We're going to
find... hope that you do, because we've been waiting all afternoon. This is my third time I've tried calling.
All right,
where do you work?
Cleveland Clinic.
Oh, okay. You mean you're down there with all the cases?
She works with the rubber food department down there. Good. I tell you what. Were you around in Cleveland when Wixie was a big thing?
Or? I was. I've born, bred, and been here all my life.
It is sort of a phenomenon, isn't it?
It is. I've been quizzing everybody that walks on our unit. Did you grow up with Wixie? And half the people have.
Well, I tell you what. It's great to have a radio station that's like that, because a lot of towns did not get that privilege. They had plastic radio stations that didn't have any human element involved, and there wasn't that much entertainment on them, and people with concept radio, formula radio, and they ended up with no memories except the music itself. We're very lucky. We have a station here like a Wolfman Jack is on the West Coast, a guy that everybody grew up with,
yeah,
who made radio alive for them and made radio stations come alive for them, and we've all been real lucky to have that here in Cleveland. We thank you for your phone call. Have a great day.
There's no place like Cleveland.
Thank you much.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, let's see. What's the Brown game doing? Does anybody know? We're looking right here. Okay. Let's see. The third, Cleveland 13, Pittsburgh 9. Well, we're taking care of the Steelers. You know how nice they are.
I ain't afraid of that, fathead.
Yeah.
Oh! Oh!
WMJI, Magic, 105.7.
The spirit of Wixie lives.
Weeknights from 7 to midnight with Denny Sanders' Good Time Rock and Roll Show. Sanders' Good Time Rock and Roll Show. Weeknights on Magic. It's the best rock and roll ever made. Yours from WMJI. Magic 105.7.
Dear Mr. Cosby.
Kids' letters to Cosby.
If you get a letter from my sister that said, "I didn't watch your show last time," she's lying. Your friend, Tim.
Starting tomorrow night, The Cosby Show will be on WUAB Channel 43 five times a week.
Joe Bill Cosby, when you were 7, did you know that you were going to be a famous actor? Or did it just happen? I am 7, and I really need to know. Your buddy, Steve.
The Cosby Show, five times a week.
Dear Mr. Cosby, my big sister said she wants to marry you. Please say no. Because she shouldn't always get her own way. Love, Melanie.
Beginning tomorrow, you can see The Cosby Show five times a week. Enjoy it every weeknight at 7 on Channel 43.
P.S. How tall is your wife?
The Cosby Show premieres tomorrow night at 7 on Channel 43.
We always dreamed of dancing on the stage.
Cleveland Ballet presents Coppelia, October 19th through the 29th.
And now we're ahead.
We're on our toes, and with all the excitement surrounding Coppelia, you will be too. Love, comedy, magic, Coppelia. The biggest special effect is the one it has on you.
Ballet is a lift. We're always on our toes. Lifting America's hearts away, ballet.
Coppelia, brought to life by BP America. October 19th through the 29th at the State Theater. Call the Playhouse Square box office at 241-6000 and order your tickets today.
It's a lift. We're always on our toes, and everyone knows ballet.
Cleveland Ballet's Coppelia, October 19th through the 29th.
Lifting America's hearts away.
That's pretty commercial, isn't it? Oh, where are we here? 3:42 in the afternoon. It's 18 minutes before 4 o'clock. Lou Kirby has the ball scores here. What do you got there?
6-3.
That's all we needed to know. Thank you very much.
That's Cleveland ahead of Boston after 6 innings.
That's good. Going to be showers and cooler with a high of about 70 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain. Lower and lower 50s. Monday, mostly cloudy and cool. Who wrote this garbage with a high of about 60 degrees? Right now, 58 at Wixie 1260. Howie, your sinuses. Here I am, Jack Armstrong, and I'm with Lou Kirby. You ought to see what he's wearing, man.
Men are all alike.
Yeah.
7 or 8 quick ones, and you're off with the boys. The boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
But you become a
to, nowhere to hide. We got Jim LaBarber saying goodbye to us right now on the telephone. He's down at the Lakeshore Holiday Inn. That was close. That was good. That was very good. Now they can tell everybody where we're staying. That's where we're staying. So now, and I wouldn't dare put, I wouldn't put it on the radio that I was on, there's no way in the world I would tell you that I was in room 1611 and that Lou was right down the hall and he was in,
1719.
We wouldn't put that on the radio, and there's no way we would ever dream of telling everybody that they could come down and probably keep us awake all night if they were to try. Hello, Jim, how you doing?
I'll tell you what, hold on,
that's it. Hey, right, we're going to do that to you. There you okay. go. Go ahead.
I got to tell you, now, we had that contest with Francine for the biggest chest in Cleveland. But last night, if it didn't top it, it was very close to that biggest chest contest back in the 60s. I mean, you know how to embarrass some guys.
I got these two fools and blindfold them, folks, and let them feel the legs and choose the best pair of legs in the room last night.
And that was one of the fools.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, see, Jim, was it true you were licking your fingers when I had my back turned?
Now, wait a second. Hold it. You had a good time. You're great. You're a great MC, man. You know how to do it.
Well, a lot of fun. I tell you, Cleveland really loves you, Jim. And I tell you what, you're part of their history. And you did a real good job on the radio here telling everybody how you felt then and how they felt then, so in case they had forgotten. And you are the keeper of the memories. I'll say to you on the radio what I said to you in person. They should fire Shadow Stevens and make you the new host of American Top 40, because you are, and beyond a shadow of a doubt, a much better MC on that basis, a much better host.
Jack, you do that, you got 25% of it.
Well, that's only 250 grand, so let's see.
Where's my percentage?
Thanks a lot. It's great seeing everybody again.
All right, good to see you, Jim. Have a good flight, buddy.
Hey, don't hang up, Jimmy. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, hold on a sec.
From the biggest, most magical classic hits library in Ohio, it's the magic.
You are with the Teenage Underground. On Dixie Carl's 16 Super Radio.
Weekend from WMJI, Cleveland's Magic 105.7 FM,
of course.
Now, remember the old days when we first found out about the Doobies? You know, you light one up, people look at you, they go,
oh, you're going straight to hell for that one. Watch out over there.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say